Roosevelt decided to sail to the wilds of Africa, and he left the shores of America and went over to the wilds of Africa to do some wild game hunting for around 10 days. Yes, for 10 long days, he shot down wild elephants. He shot down wild rhinoceros. He shot down wild buffalo. And when the 10 days were over, he said, I'm going back home. Oh, Lord. He went on and climbed up on the ship. And when that ship sailed back across the Atlantic and got down almost to New York Harbor, when everybody heard that the president was coming home, all kind of bands got on the shore. All kind of choral groups got on the shore. And they began playing and rolling down. The red carpet sang, all hail the chief has come back home. And they threw down confetti and everybody cried out, hoorah to his name. Oh, Lord. But when they all had gone and got off, and he got off that boat, and they gave him hoorahs and pats, well, there was one old missionary that got off the same boat. Yes. And this one missionary stood there through all of the congratulations, through all of the jubilation, and through all the wild exhilaration, and his eyes got filled with tears. Yes. When everybody had gone, he picked up his satchel and began walking down the rank with tears in his eyes. Oh, Lord. A young woman ran up to him and said, priest, reverend sir, why are you crying? I heard him say, well, you see, I'm crying because I watched Roosevelt there, yes, been over in Africa for 10 days, and all he did was shot down wild buffalo, shot down wild elephants, shot down wild rhinoceros, and here I am. I've been over in Africa for 10 long years. Oh, yes, I have. And everywhere I saw darkness, I tried to bring some light. Everywhere I saw ignorance, I tried to bring intelligence. Everywhere I saw savagery, I tried to bring civilization. And here I am. I've done the best I could. And yet when I come home, it ain't nobody to meet me. Oh, yes. But I heard that woman sing, it's all right. Don't worry about it, Reverend. The only reason nobody's here to meet you, you haven't got home yet. Did you hear what I'm saying? The reason why it ain't no band playing, you ain't got home yet. Good God, I feel all right here this morning. The reason why nobody here to sing, you haven't got home yet. When you get home, yeah, and there's a starry crown waiting on you. I want to have a witness here. When you get home, they're going to always be saying howdy and never goodbye. And I'm going on to my seat when I tell you, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes. In my life, I've worked as hard as I could. And they talked about me so bad. They lied on me so much. They called me everything but a child of God. And God knows I tried to give the best I could give sometime. I tried to do the best I could do sometime. And all I want to feel sometime is just a good pat on the back, saying, preacher, you're doing a good job. But it's all right. It's all right. Lie on if you wanna. I ain't got home yet. Talk about me if you wanna. I ain't got home yet. Call me everything but a child of God. I ain't got home yet. Yeah. 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 Did you hear what I'm saying? When I get home, bells will be ringing, saints will be singing. When I get home, oh, you talking about joy. Did you hear what I'm saying? Oh, joy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, joy. I feel all right. A good evening now, church. God bless your heart. Woo! I'm trying to stop, but I got one more thing to tell you. I got one more thing to tell you. I got one more thing, and I'm gonna leave you this morning. I got one more thing, and I'm going on to my seat when I tell you. I hear people talking about, I ain't got paid this, I haven't got paid that. They owe me $30 more. They owe me another $100. What they doing with my other $25? I want you to know, when you work in God's vineyard, it's gonna be payday. It's gonna be payday. Some of these old days, when payday come, God ain't gonna be counting out 10 to you. And he ain't gonna be counting out 20 to you. And he won't be counting out 50 to you. And he won't be counting out 200 to you. But when payday come, it don't make no difference what you're doing. You can sing in the choir. You can sit on the usher board. You can play on the instruments. You can be a deacon. You can stand in the pulpit. You're gonna get the same reward. Did you hear what I'm saying? The same reward. The same reward. You know what my reward gonna be. Hey! He won't call me Jasper. He won't call me William. Servant. God bless your heart. Servant. Son of God. Well done. Well done. Well done. Are you working to hear God say? Are you going to stay on the battlefield for my Lord? Oh, well done. 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 Say yes! Say yes! Ah! I'll be there! He's that's where I miss Napa at. Used to be in this old church. When you said that, somebody would lift a voice and say that with you. He's all right. He's all. Somebody over yonder still in said. Somebody here in the choir still in said. Somebody up younger than said, I'm gonna say it one more time. And if you know the Lord's been all right with you, if you're not judging because he hadn't been fair, but but he's been a just God. Let me hear you say, he's a and he's got power wrapped in his hand. Oh, he's all right. He's all.
Hope you were blessed and revived by the KAYT Gospel Hour as we venture back in the past for a time of revival with oldies and goodies in sermon and song.
Lead me on.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 N.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Selection is following a praise song. This is total praise. He's so worthy of praise. Our Sunday school lesson talked about praising him, and he so do. Our praise. Oh, thank you, Master. Total praise.
Oh, bless his name. We serve an awesome God. He's worthy of an awesome praise. Come on, has God been good to you? Then praise him for all of his goodness, for his blessings to the children of men. Amen. We thank God on today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. All across this nation and land, you know what is happening in New York and in Oakland and in Washington, D.C. There are marches all across the nation and protests all across the nation because of the killings of young black men at the hands of law enforcement. Amen. Those who have been given the task to protect and serve. And many times they are being the judge and jury. That's not their job, amen? But all across America, our national leadership, we're calling today Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, that's what we're promoting, amen? We want the world to know that we're important. We want the world to know that we have value, amen? Come on, if you're a child of God, if God made you, if he created you, then you are important. And so that is the theme, Black Lives Matter. But the truth of the matter is that all lives matter. And we thank God for all lives. Amen. But we've been called upon to pray specifically today for young black boys. Amen. Who are facing so many hardships and so many tragedies. Amen. So at this time, as you come to the altar this morning, you're standing in the need of prayer, whatever your need is, we want you to also keep in mind and keep on your heart our young black males who are, amen, having a rough time all over the place. But how many of you know that God is able? How many of you know that God has the power? God has what it takes, amen, to help us to transform their lives, to lead them in the right way. And please, again, understand that this is in no way a slight against any other race or ethnicity. But where there's a problem, amen, we've got to address the problem. And right now, the real problem that we have is with our young black males. And so we want to lift them up today in the name of Jesus. Amen. We want to lift them up. Even as we lift them up, there are those of you who have sickness in your bodies, trouble in your home, job problems, financial problems, whatever your problem, God is able to handle it. He's able to fix it. Amen. He's able to make it all right. We lift up the Sister Stella Danager's family. We funeralized her on yesterday, but we want to keep that family in our prayers. Amen. Amen. And then there are others, Sister Wesley's family. Amen. We're keeping them lifted in prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. What God has for me, it is for me. I want you to believe that this morning. Thank you, God. What God has for me, it is for me. How many of you know? You know. Come on.
I know.
Said in his word
that he will bring me out.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. What God has for me, it is for me. Now, come on, say this by faith. It is for me. It is for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What God has. The devil can't stop it. The devil can't block it. I know
without a doubt.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That he will bring you out.
What God
has for me, it is for me.
Father God, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking you, God, to look upon us with an eye of mercy, Look upon us, oh God, with an eye of grace. We need you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know about all of the trouble in our land. You know about the division in our land. You know, God, about the incidents that have happened in various cities throughout our land. And now, God, we come putting it in your hands. For God, we know that you know all about it. But not only do you know, God, we thank you right now that you have the power to make a difference. You have the power, oh God, to turn the course of our lives around. And Father, we ask you now in the name of Jesus to bless our young black males, oh God. You know, oh God, the problems that we're facing, oh God, but we know no other answer but you. And so, God, we put it in your hands right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would touch their minds. God, we ask that you would put your spirit in their hearts. Oh, God, that they will seek to please you, God, that they will seek to obey your will and obey your word, oh, God. We thank you right now. Now, she has a new CD that is to be released. The debut date is December 17th. But guess what? We will have an opportunity here today to get a jump start, a head start on that release, because she has some of them available today. And we hope that you all will go by the table, wherever we have her set up after service, and support her music ministry. She's gifted. She's anointed. She's a blessed woman of God. Let's give her a great Pleasant Hill, Leesville welcome, Miss Janet Doak.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Garner and Pleasant Hill. You know, it's been a little while since I've been here, but every time I come, I feel like this is family. My husband grew up in Louisiana. He grew up knowing Pastor Garner and went to school with him and talked about football and all that good stuff, Nimitz, and I got an earful in the back, y'all, some stuff I didn't know. But I feel like I'm among family here. I don't consider myself worthy for all God is doing for me. I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful for the fact that he uses me. Little old me from a little town in Crosby, Texas, that he uses me. So I'm just grateful. As we approach the Christmas season and we think about all of the things that we're thankful for, it just came out of Thanksgiving, and how much the Lord has blessed us. So many rich blessings in our lives. If we just woke up this morning, we're blessed. So many people didn't get up this morning. So many people don't have food on their table, but we're blessed, y'all. We're so blessed. So blessed. And I just think about the fact that we are preparing the way. We're preparing for the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so many years ago. And just what he went through for us. Did you know that he came here knowing that he would die? I'm just so thankful to be a child of a king that would give his life for me. Such an abundant blessing. This song prepares that way. It's entitled Prelude for a King, and I hope it blesses you. We bring
song is given. The government is on his shoulders. To him our gifts we bring, a prelude for a king. Bring